ओम शांति,
ओम शांति,
ओम शांति। साइलेंस में बैठे थे।
We were sitting in silence.
Mana
means?
जैसे कॉन्फ्रेंस हॉल में आते हैं ना, है कॉन्फ्रेंस हॉल परंतु बात नहीं कर, साइलेंस में आकर बैठना है। जब आते हैं यहाँ से
we're sitting in the conference hall, but we're not talking, we're not speaking, but we're sitting in silence.
Global house se bina bina activity chalte hai, yahan kuch nahi chal raha hai.
In global house there's lots of activities that take place, but here in diamond house there's nothing except just silence.
Bale koi aata hai jata hai, par sab silence mein hai.
Someone comes, someone goes, but we still stay in silence.
तो I शब्द जो है ना English में पीछे आता है, A B C D E F G H, फिर I.
That is teaching the alphabet. The letter I comes almost midway in the alphabet. It's after ABT up to GHI, whereas in the Urdu language, even the Hindi language, you have alpha first, alpha, beta. It's like A is the alpha, meaning God, is first. It says that the intellect has become so busy in knowing about everything of the world. I comes midway in the alphabet and Y comes almost right at the end of the alphabet. But throughout my life,
who am I?
It's like in their lives people are now beginning to become aware of who I am. This is why we sit in silence. I've been practicing this for 70 years, someone for 50 years, someone for 30 years, someone for 20 years, but yet, what are we going into the depth of? Who am I? Just realizing the self, and it's only then that you enjoy that silence. Going into the depth of this, even if you were to sit with this awareness for 4 hours, you wouldn't get tired. Nowadays people don't have that much time, but in the early days we used to be just sitting with this awareness, who am I? Go deep inside and you'll realize I am peace. The word peace will come out later when you've had the experience, but generally it's not even a question of who am I, but you're aware of I am. And who are you? I am that being. So this is how you were sitting, weren't you? Or were you having other thoughts? That you're sitting here for meditation, but your mind was wandering in other things. But that would be wrong. You won't become aware of other things during other times. When you're preparing food, when you're eating food, when you're engaged in activity, you don't remember the other things. But here when you sit down for meditation to go into silence, you remember other things. But no, sitting down for meditation means you have to go into the experience of who am I?
Listen kahein ya समझ कहे लेसन लिया ही जाता है कुछ समझने के लिए.
Why do we take lessons and courses? It's so that we can understand something. So the first lesson that we have is who am I?
भगवान कहता है मनुष्य नहीं कहेगा कोई तो अपन को अंदर देख.
People will not tell you to look inside yourself. They see us externally, the physical form, and we look at everything of the physical form also. The eyes see everything external. Others look at me externally also. They only see the corporeal things. The thoughts work in the same way. The conversations with others are also based on the same awareness.
So who am I?
If I was also to have that same kind of consciousness, means that consciousness of the body and the gross things. But no, instead let me be aware of who am I? Should I speak and think in the way that others think about me? No. I don't want to share a lot tonight, but just this much. Just go into the experience of who am I? No human being would say, go deep inside yourself and see yourself. But God is telling us to do this. Go deep inside and look at your original self. See from within, who am I? The eyes are open. The ears cannot be closed. Yes, you can close your ears. You can close your eyes, but you can't close your ears. And yes, you can stop speaking. You don't have to use your mouth. But yet, internally, your thoughts are still running. Sitting in silence, we don't want to say anything else, we don't want to hear anything else. If we're constantly looking around what's happening everywhere else around while sitting here in meditation, then that's a big mistake. When we were being taught meditation in the early days, Brahma Baba taught us, if you sit with your eyes closed, your intellect is going to wander around in other directions. You're sitting in one place, but with your mind and intellect, you are wandering around everywhere else. But if your eyes are open, then generally the habit is that you look around to see what's happening around you. But when you go to the temple, you see the deity's eyes, they're just looking straight ahead and seeing the image of the deities, everyone becomes so happy. You see so much love, mercy in the eyes of the deities, the idols. This is why people build temples and churches.
क्योंकि अंदर में जो संकल्प में है वृत्ति में है
whatever is in your thoughts, whatever is in your attitude, that will be revealed through your vision. So come back to the same question, who am I? Whatever task you do, first of all be aware, who am I? Just as you're aware of the physical things, of who you are, the name of the body, how old you are, where you're living, where you were born, you're aware of all of these things. You know who your parents are. But then the intellect is also asking, who am I? The body is separate from I, the soul. The world is separate from me. It's I, the soul, that's residing in this body. And it's not I with that feeling of arrogance or ego, but I with that humility. So until I go deep within this experience of the self,
body conscious mein rehna ki aadat hi hai.
It's as though I'm not able to go deep into the self because of the habit of being body conscious.
But soul conscious rehne ka mein fayde kitne hai.
Just see how many benefits there are of being in soul consciousness. When you understand the contrast of soul consciousness and body consciousness, then you're able to become free from being trapped in that state of body consciousness. So then there's the feeling that whilst being in this body, let me remain separate from it, detached from it. My connection should be with the one up above. He's the only one for me. Baba said in today's Murli that he is the only one who is the one without a body, and so he's able to make us bodiless, the same as he is. He doesn't come into the cycle of birth and death in the same way as human souls do. Every human soul adopts a body and sheds that body. Yes, originally the soul was a deity soul and then it became an ordinary soul. But still, even those deity souls as well as ordinary souls adopted a costume, a body, and then let go of it. But it's God alone who doesn't take a body through birth in the same way as human souls do. But it's only for namesake, for short time, that He takes the support of the body of Brahma. He purifies us and shows us the way home. Where is it that you have come from? Now it's time to return home. And therefore you need to become pure first. Yes, your home is far, but yes, I'll be with you, I'll take you home. Now it's the time to return home. I'm telling you that it's now time to go home. But you've done so many wrong acts, so many sinful actions performed over so many births. And okay, you don't remember them, but doesn't matter. You just remember me and I'll take the responsibility of finishing all your sins of the past. But now, in this birth, you are my child. And whatever wrong things you have done, ask God for forgiveness and forgive your own self. Seek forgiveness from the self. If you haven't sought forgiveness from God, you won't be able to forgive yourself. Then it's as though the wrong acts that you've done will constantly keep on coming in your intellect. And the things of the many past births, which is hidden in your sanskaras, in your personality, that will not allow you to have yoga with God. That's why Baba reminds us again and again every day. Whilst being in the body, consider yourself to be the incorporeal soul belonging to God. He is the resident of up above. I have come from there and now I have to return back there. Whatever wrong things I have done, I have to erase all of that, finish it completely. And for the future, I have to perform elevated actions now. Yes, I have to perform actions, but I must make sure that I perform elevated actions. Just think about this. Firstly, who am I? In the early days, for almost a whole year, the first year that we came to Baba, when we came and received knowledge, we never used to think about anything else in our intellect, but just this, who am I? We do something and then come back to who am I? And then looking at others, who are they? They are also souls. So looking at everyone with that vision of soul consciousness. Each one is a child of God. Yes, I'm aware that this one's a male, this one's a female, but still I'm aware that they're all souls. So my vision, my way of looking at everything completely changed. And then all the different souls, yes, some are like one thing, some like others, something else. And the effect on each soul, some are influenced and some are suppressed. You're influenced by others. But no, I prevent myself from being influenced by others so that you don't do wrong things. You're not suppressed by others also, and so you're completely free now. You become the master. It's something very simple. We have the habit of the intellect wanting to know and wanting to see, wanting to think about so many external things. And people consider such people to be very intellectual, that they know about this, 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 they know so many things. The intellect has this very strong habit of wanting to know everything, see everything, think about everything. And people think, well, if I don't engage myself in this way, what are people going to think of me? It says that you're not up to date with everything. But God says, yes, children, you may look and know about everything else, but don't have any ego about that, don't have any arrogance of that. It's the arrogance that makes you become angry sometimes. It doesn't allow you to remain content. But be one. Arrogance doesn't allow you to have love for peace and to become sweet. And therefore, even once you know everything, keep yourself free from any kind of ego and arrogance. Now this is general time to remain in silence. But think about how to go into silence, how to remain in silence, and how to take benefit of that. So pay more attention to this, that yes, you may continue with your business activity, whatever you need to do. Yes, through the physical organs, you need to perform the work, and so yes, you're not actually instructing the eyes or the hands to do anything, to see anything. The eyes are automatically seeing, the hands are naturally doing whatever they have to do. Whatever are my thoughts, that's how my eyes will work. Whatever my words are like, my way of speaking, I'm going to speak those words through the mouth, through the lips. It's I, the soul, that is speaking through the mouth. So I need to speak with that understanding of what I am saying. So let me become free from any kind of arrogance and ego, and only speak necessary, essential, meaningful words. Let those words be filled with peace and happiness. Otherwise, let me just stay in silence even more. And yes, whilst I'm doing everything, let me just remain smiling. Not that I get upset thinking, why is this one doing this? Why is this one doing that? Why are they doing that? My face should not be affected by all of these things. Let me just go back to who am I? When I was coming down, I wanted to sit in silence, and then I was also aware that I have to say something, but I'm thinking, what am I going to say? But I didn't think about what I was going to speak, but yes, the need to just go into silence. But just be in that state of soul consciousness, you have a connection with God, and you'll find that peace, love and happiness automatically emerges from the soul. So it's only when you're aware of the self as a soul and you have that connection with God that these qualities emerge. So with the inner mind going deep inside, know yourself and then remain peaceful. This is something essential that I have to do. Without becoming peaceful, I can't become loveful and sweet. Not sugary sweet that people cling to you, but sweet that your words are such that people, the sweet words, men's broken hearts, are words such that people feel, this is what I needed and this soul has given that to me. The words that remove weaknesses of others and brings courage, encourages others. And okay, you didn't say any words, but you were able to give such powerful vibrations that others receive. So earlier, previously I used to feel very lonely and empty, but now I don't feel lonely, I don't feel empty. I've had that experience of the sweetness of God's love, and I know that there is someone who belongs to me. It's the one up above who belongs to me. I belong to people down here, then today they'll say, yes, I'm yours, but tomorrow they'll say, I don't know you. So in that there can be selfishness, there can be jealousy.
आज मेरा कहेगा कल.
Here in this world, someone would say, yes, you're mine today, and then tomorrow there is something else that happens. The condition of the world is such that you can't trust anyone. So that's why let me stay in relationship with everyone, but let me not have any selfishness, and others should not seek anything from me either in that way. Instead of being careless, I have to remain very careful, and this will be my own protection, my own safety. Let me not have any selfishness about anything or anyone, and let others not be attached to me in that way for their own personal motives. So this way I have to care for myself in this way. That's why the lesson that is shared with the people in Italy was, don't remain careless, but care for your own self. So those who care for their selves, yes, you have to do everything for the body, but not that you get so engrossed in the body that you don't pay attention to the self inside. It's as though you give attention to the body, but you don't give attention to the soul inside. There's some rubbish inside. Or others throw some rubbish at me, and then I get angry about that. I already had some rubbish, and someone spoke something, said something to me, they interacted with me in that way, and I feel a lot of sorrow from that. And then I become peaceless. And now, so that peacelessness and sorrow doesn't come to me at all, let me just go deeper into the self. Who am I? So, okay, you don't have to sleep. You can stay without sleeping through the whole night, but just experience this, going into the depth of who am I. It's fine to lose sleep over this. Some people write to Daddy saying, I've been waking up from 2 o'clock and I've been having such wonderful meditation from 2 to 5 in the morning. So when you have this taste, when you've experienced the benefits of making that real effort, then you want to do that so intensely. So whilst doing everything, doesn't matter where you're staying, who you're staying with, but internally you don't forget who you are and who you belong to. Yes, on a bodily level, physical level, you're aware that you're a Hindu or a Christian or a Muslim. This is my culture. That's become so firm for all of us. But now, let me change all of that inside. It's no longer any physical cultures, the culture of any physical religion as such. And then in my vision, the one up above is also there in my vision. I see myself with that awareness. The one up above is also in my vision. And so together, when I look at everyone, then the feeling is, yes, they all belong to this one. And then you experience so much happiness in this. Then you never feel that kind of discrimination. They are such and I am such. But no, we are all children of God. It's with your attitude that the atmosphere is created. So we're all sitting in the one gathering. There's so much love, so much peace. And yes, this is something that belongs to me, but it's when I use it, then it's mine. If I don't use it, then it's as though I don't have it. I had it, but someone snatched it away from me because I didn't use it. But no, it's something that belongs to me personally. It's mine. God has given me peace and love and happiness, and so let me hold on to that. Let me keep it with me. I don't have any arrogance about that, but yes, if someone wants it from me, then yes, I give it to them freely. Not that they snatch it from me, then I don't have it. And so someone was asking Daddy that Daddy is always saying that when you give to others, then it increases what you also have. And so they wanted to know how this works. Yes, generally when you share something that you have, then of course it's going to reduce from what you have. But no, we receive love and peace from God. When I use that, then it's mine. It means I'm using it, but it's increasing in me because I'm using it. God gave it to me, I used it, and so it's mine. And so if someone wants it from me, then I give it to them by sharing it into the atmosphere through my attitude. And so in this way, it's not as though it's being reducing in what I have, but it increases. So just as God is giving, let me also give. So now what do you have to do? Just go deeper into the self. Who am I? Who belongs to me? And then? And then I don't ask God for anything. I know that He's just giving me. It says, whoever comes in front of you, just give it to them.
Okay. Acha, 1 minute silence.
We'll have just a minute of silence. Om Shanti.
Kal nahi hongi yaha. Thursday, Friday, Saturday evening nahi hongi. Aise nahi main evening nahi hongi. Tab log meditation na karo.
Tomorrow evening, that is not going to be here. That is not going to be here Thursday, Friday, Saturday evening, but it doesn't mean that we don't have our meditation.